Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. I take that back. We're now on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Bet of Masechet Nedarim in the 8th Perek at Mishnah Gimel. Continuing on with the issue of time parameter. And if you said Ad HaKatsir, Katsir is the wheat harvest, or Ad HaBatsir, the grape harvest, or Ad HaMasik, the olive harvest, Eino Asur Ela Ad Shiagia, the prohibition is only up until the harvest season begins. So the ban does not include the harvest season, but rather till it starts. Zeh HaKlal, here's the rule. And this refers back to the previous Mishnah. Kol Shezmano Kavua, anything that has a set time, like Pesach, from our Ad Shiagia, and you say, until it arrives, Asur Ad Shiagia. The ban is until it starts. Amar Ad Shiehe, if you say, I'm banning it until Pesach is, then Asur Ad Shietze, then the ban exists until it leaves, because what you're saying is, I'm banning myself until this thing has completed. But Nechol She'ein's Mano Kavua, anything that does not have a set time, Ben Amar Ad Shiehe, Ben Amar Ad Shiagia, whether you say either way, Eno Asur El Ad Shiagia. The Isur is only until when it starts, and therefore, however you say it with the harvest, which does not have a set date, the ban is only till it starts. Ad HaKayitz, now this is the next Mishnah, the beginning of Mishnah Dalad. If you ban Ad HaKayitz, which in modern Hebrew means summer, but really in Tanakh, the word refers to the summer fruit, or the summer harvest. Ad Shiehe HaKayitz, Ad Shiatchilu Ha'amli Kanes B'Kalkalot, Nachiz B'Kalkalot. If you ban until the harvest, it is only, it lasts until the people start to go out with their baskets to collect the fruit. We'll talk about what kind of fruit that is. Ad Shiavor HaKayitz, if you say I'm banning until the Kayitz is over, then Ad Shiakpilu HaMikzot, until they fold up their knives that they use to cut the fruit. We'll see what kind of fruit it is again. Now, Tana, the only discussion we have is on that last, the Bina Mishnah Dalah that we just said. Tana Kalkala Shamru, the basket that they mentioned is Kalkala Shal Te'inim. We're talking about fig baskets. Velo Kalkala Shal Anavim. And not grape baskets, which are going to be at least a month later. Tanya Hanoderi Perot HaKayitz. If you ban Perot HaKayitz, in Asur Ela B'Te'inim. So now we're talking about Perot HaKayitz not as a time, but rather as the object of the neder. The ban only applies to figs, because that's what Perot HaKayitz are. Shigam Liel Omer Anavim Michlal Te'inim. He says that grapes are included. My time at Tanakama, so why does Tanakama say they're not? Kasavra Te'inim Miktsatsan Biyada. Figs are Miktsatsan. They are cut by hand. Therefore, we could call it Perot HaKayitz, from the same word as Likatsetz. Anavim Lo Mikatsatsan Biyada. Grapes are not hard cut by hand, but rather with a knife. Shigam Savar Anavim Nami Kimir Dadan. He said, even grapes, if they're separated, Mikatsatsan Biyada, you reach out your hand and you grab them. If there's a cluster, so you use a knife. But if they're separated, they're isolated grapes, then you're going to grab them by hand. Therefore, they're also properly called Perot HaKayitz. This, by the way, is something of a middle ground between the way that we generally deal with Nedarim and the way that we've been dealing with it a little bit in the last few sugyot. Generally, we deal with Nedarim purely as Lashon Bnei Adam, whatever people mean when they say that. Lately, we've been dealing more with formal definitions based on psukim, etc. Here, the notion is that kayitz means that which is cut by hand, and then the question is, do we mean objectively and standardly that which is always cut by hand, or even those things that are on occasion cut by hand? Okay, ad shevor kayitz, ad shech pelu amiktzot. What kind of knives? Tana ad shech pelu rov amiktzot. First of all, it's the majority of the knives. You don't have to have all the knives put away. Some people may still be cutting out late, an extra day or two of harvesting the figs. Once most of them are away, then that's the end of the season. Now, Tanak, Hukpalu Rov HaMikzaot, once most of the knives have been put away, Mutarot Mishum Gezel, then those figs are no longer theft. You can go and eat them. Uptarot Mina Masrot, they're also Hefker, and therefore there's no Techiyuva Masrot on them. In other words, that signals the end of the ownership component of harvesting. Now, here's a story. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ikalu lahuhu atra bizman shukpalu rov amiktzot. So Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda came to a place where in that particular place they had already finished cutting the figs. Rebbe, how we call achil. Rebbe was comfortably eating. Rebbe, also Rehuda lo achil, he refused to eat. Ata marhon, so the owner of the field came, he said, why aren't the rabbis eating? So hukpa lo rova mikzol too. After all, most of the knives have been putting away. Avabichein lo achil Rabbi Yosef Rehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rehuda still didn't eat. Kasavar mishum sniut milta hu dekamer hadin gavra. He interpreted what the fellow said as being sarcastic and somewhat sneering, and not as really graciously inviting them to eat. And therefore, he said, even though technically it's mutar, still it's creating enmity, I'm not going to eat it. Chamvar Rebbe Chanina Iko Lahug Atra Bismanchuk Pulurov Mikzot. Again, he came to a place, most of the knives have been put away. Havikachel, he was eating. Yahi Lashame, he gave it to his servant, Loachel. His servant wouldn't eat. Amarle Achol, Kachamarle Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Aviv. This is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi, Huk Pulurov Mikzot, Mutarot Mishum Gez, Mutarot Minamaser. And that's exactly what it is here. Now, there's a famous story through Ritarfon. Ritarfon, Ashkeche Ahu Gavra Bismanchuk Pulurov Mikzot to Koachel. A particular man found Rabbi Tarfon eating his figs after a time when they had already put away the knives. Achte Besaka, this fellow, who was a big guy evidently, picked up Rabbi Tarfon, put him in a sack. Meshakle Va'amte Lemishta Lebedare, picked him up and he took him, he was going to throw him in the river. We'll have to find out why. Amarlo, so Rabbi Tarfon from inside the sack yelled out, Oilo la Tarfon Shezehor go. He said, woe to Tarfon that this man is killing him. The guy realized it was, he had Rabbi Tarfon. Shama Hu Gavra, Shavke Va'arak, he threw the bag down, he ran away. He obviously felt terrible and felt he had the wrong guy, but so he ran away. Amra Bervau Meshubar Mechanani Ben Gamliel Kol Yamav Shalotot Tzadik Hayam Yitztaer Al Davar Zeh. Said Rabbi Tarfon was always pained about this. Amar Oili Shehishtamashti Bekitra Shel Torah. Woe to me that I used the crown of Torah. In other words, once he heard my name Tarfon, he knew I was a big rabbi, he let me go, and that means that I boosted myself with that. Well, that's a little bit of a strange reaction. He saved his life. Anybody who uses the crown of Torah for their own benefit, ner karmi na'olam, is uprooted from the world. Kal v'chomer. After all, Belshazzar, who was the late Babylonian king, the last Babylonian king, evidently, before the Persians defeated him, took the clay kodesh, the clay Beit HaMikdash, and used them for himself. Shenemar uva uba pritzim v'hiluluha. These scofflaws will come in and defile the Mikdash. Kevan shepartzum nasu chol. The idea is chiluluha. Once they have broken through the walls, these kelim become chol. Nonetheless, not carbon elam. And those Belshazzar used kelim that were no longer kodesh, and yet he was uprooted. Dichtiv Babel Elia katil Belshazzar. That night, Belshazzar was assassinated. So somebody who uses the Torah, which is forever, certainly he will be uprooted. Well, wait a second, let's look at the story. Ritarfon was eating at a time that it was okay, because after all, the knives had been put away. So why did the guy give him so much trouble? Kule Shata, because this guy had a ganav who was coming all the time and stealing from him, stealing his grapes. V'chemen da'ashkech le'vitarfon, he saw v'vitarfon, saw v'hanu da'ganvan, he thought, oh, that must be the ganav. So yachi amaitzir nafshe. So then, why was Rabbi Tarfon so upset? After all, he was taken by a man and almost killed based on mistaken identity. He was right to say, to get saved however he got saved. Why do you feel so bad? The truth is, Rabbi Tarfon was a wealthy man. He should have stopped and said, I'll pay you, instead of using his name to get out of it. That's why he felt bad. Now, Tanya. Right? Parshat Nitzavim. Say you have to cleave to God. Shelo yomar adam. A person should not say, Akra shikruni chacham. I'm going to study Torah so people will call me a chacham. Eshne shikruni rebbe. I will study Mishnah so people will call me rebbe. Ashanein sheyeh zaken veshev v'yeshiva. I'm going to study and review so that I will be considered an elder and I'll sit with the council. Right? In other words, a person should not study for personal gain and glory. Elamed mi ahava, you study because you love God. Li'avat Adonai Elohecha, v'sof ha'kavod avo. In the end, the kavod will come. Shenemar, Koshrim al etzba'otecha, kodvim al luach libecha. The words of Torah, you should tie onto your fingers, you should write them on your heart. Psukim, with which we're all familiar, that the Torah is life to those who hold on to it, not something to use to get something else. Do things for their purpose. Speak Torah lishma. Don't make them a crown with which to elevate yourself. Now, the same cordom, and don't make them a cordom, which is a shovel axe, liot oderbo, in order to hoe with it. Kavachomer, uma bel shatzar, and again, shalosh nameh shalom b'klei kodesh nasu klei chol, ne'akam ne'olah, mishnameh shakidra shal Torah, achad kama v'chamu, we already had that. Amarava, shari le le'inish le'udui nafshe ba'atra le'yadilei. Rava said, yes, but a man is allowed to tell people that he is pious or that he is a Talmid Chacham in a place where they don't know him. Dichtiv, how do we know that? This is when Ovadia, who was Achav's servant, came and found Eliyahu, and he said to Eliyahu, I'm a religious guy, and here you're going to get me in trouble because you want me to go back and tell Achav that I've seen you, and then you're going to disappear. But in other words, he evidently felt that Eliyahu didn't know his bona fides, so he said, I'm somebody who fears God. So Alakash Rabbi Tarfon, so why wasn't Rabbi Tarfon, obviously they didn't know who Rabbi Tarfon was, so why was Rabbi Tarfon pained the fact that he said, I'm Tarfon? The answer is to go, same answer. There was a way for him to save his life without having to use the fact that he was Rabbi Tarfon. Rava Rami, so Rava saw a contradiction. Ktiv av the chayaret adonaminu Rav, the pasuk of Avadya, ktiv alecha zar velo picha, a foreigner should be the one to praise you and not yourself. In other words, why is Avadya touting himself? So the answer is, haba atra di yadile, in a place where they know you, let other people talk about you, in a people with a place where they don't know you, so you have to tell them who you are. I'm a Rava Sharile that surv marabonan lameim or tsur marabonan ana. A Talmid Chacham is allowed to say, I am a Talmid Chacham. Sharulu Tigray Beresha, in order for him to be allowed to, let's say, have his case heard first. Dichtiv, Nei David Kohanim Hayu. We have this strange pasuk at the end of one of the mini biographies of David in Shmuel Bet, Perak Chet, that it says David's sons were Kohanim. Now, of course, they weren't really Kohanim, so what does Kohanim mean? Rashi says a couple places in Chumash, Ma Kohen Notel Barosh, just like a Kohen takes the first portion, we'll see the source in a minute, Avtamin Chacham Notel Barosh. So Avtamin Chacham also takes the first portion. The idea is David's sons were treated like, with that same kind of honor as Kohanim. Kohen Menalan, how do we know that a Kohen gets the first portion? Dichtiv, V'kidashto Kedlachem Elorecha U'makriv. You have to sanctify him or treat him with holiness, the Kohen, because he brings the offerings of Hashem. How do you do it? It means you give him precedence and preference when it comes to any matter of Kedusha. This is a sugya that's chiefly based in the fifth parak in Gittin. Liftoach Rishon, direct the bracha first, Levarech Rishon, first Aliyah LaTorah, Tomanayafar Rishon, to get the first nice portion. All right, and so, besides, so a Talmid Chacham has the right, if they don't know who he is, to say, listen, I'm a member of the Beit Din, I'm a rabbi, and to let him go first. I'm a rabbi, shari le tzum rabbon le meimar lo yahiv na acharge. A Talmid Chacham is allowed to tell the customs officer, I'm not going to pay the head tax. And as it says that these particular taxes, minda blo v'haloch, we'll see what they are in a second, should not be placed upon these people. We had a minda zumnat hamelach, that's a tax to the king. Blo zukesef gugolta, that's a head tax. Haloch zuarnona, that's property tax. So these things should not be placed on a Talmid Chacham. So he's allowed to identify himself and say that, so that he wouldn't have to pay a tax that if they knew who he was, he wouldn't pay anyways. This is a very strange one. Rava says, a Talmid Chacham is allowed to say, I am one who worships fire. There was certainly a major cult in Babylonia at the time that worshipped fire. He's allowed to say, I'm one who worships fire. And therefore, he was exempted from paying the head tax, which was which everybody else had to pay. He's allowed to do that because technically it's true. He worships Hashem, who is Esh Ochla. My time, Alavruchi Arya Mene Kamar. He's doing it to avoid the damages of having to pay this tax, which is which he can get out of. Rashi Havilei Hahu Ab Iba. Rav Ashi had a particular forest. He sold it to these fire worshippers. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block before the blind. In other words, these are people who are pagans and they're worshipping other gods. And by giving them wood, you're helping them with their service. Lifnei Iver applies even to Goyim. He said most of the wood that they use for a regular fire, for warming themselves up. It's not used for worship. And therefore, based on Rov, I could sell it to them. Okay, the next Mishnah, which picks up Mishnah Dalet, Ala Katsir, if you ban until the harvest, it's until the beginning of the wheat harvest. Sorry, not the barley harvest, which is almost 2 months earlier. And by the way, it's based on where you are topographically and geographically relative to the neder. Im haya bahar, if you're up in the mountains, then bahar, then it's when they begin harvesting there. If you're in a valley, so bika, it's when they start harvesting there. So if you said ad hagishamim, if you banned until the rain, so ad shiyuag shamim, ad shtereid viyashniya. So if you banned until the ad hagishamim, then it means until the second set of rain, the second, we talked about this quite a bit, until the second wave of rain, sometime in, usually in late November in Israel. Shungamliel amir ad shiyagiyaz manashu viya. Shem Gamliel says, no, it's when the season of the Reviyah comes, even if it's a drought year. That's what you meant when you said Gad HaGshamim. You meant until that season. Anshi Paskug Shamim, if you ban until the rain stops, Anshi Etse Nisan Kulo. Divra Meir. Meir says that you have to wait until all the month of Nisan is gone. You know, Meir, Anshi Evar Pesach. He says, until Pesach is gone. Okay, Tanya, Anodar Arakayetz Begalil, this is building up, continuing on the idea of the locale. If you ban something until the Kayetz up in the Galil, via Radla Makim, and you went down to the valley, Avishi Gia Kayetz Bamakim, even though the Kayetz has come where you are, Asurach Yagia Kayetz Begalil, it's based on where you were when you took the Ned there, not where you are now when the time has passed. Arak Shemerch Yug Shamim, Sheredu Viashniam Shem Gamliom, etc. Rav Zeira machloket amar ad hagshamim. Rav Zeira says the only machloket from Shem Gamliel and Tan Chachamim is if you said ad hagshamim. Shem Gamliel thinks that means until the time of the gshamim. Chachamim say until the event of the gshamim. Amar ad hageshem, but if you say ad hageshem, ad zman gshamim kamar. There you certainly meant until the season and not until the event. Geshem is the proper name almost. This is from Masachat Tanit. When is the time of the Reviyah, the first rains? Habechira begimel. The first rain is on 3rd Marcheshvan. Benonit b'shiva. An average one is on the 7th. Afela, if it's a late one, Vesvimu Shloshad Rameir. Rameir says 3rd, 7th, or 23rd of Marcheshvan is early, average, or late. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this has a huge issue for the context of fasting. He agrees with Omer's ending time. He says it's 7:17:23. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says it's the 17th is the early one. What you thought was the last one is the middle one. Uvechodesh Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev is the last one. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says the very first wave of fasting, which is just the pious people, doesn't happen until Rosh Chodesh Kislev, because before that it's not even a drought. V'amrin and Allah, commenting on that Mishnah, we said, I understand why you have to tell me when the first Reviyah is Lishael. That's when you start asking for rain. Shlishit, I understand why you need to know when the last one is. Lehitanot, that's when you have to start fasting if it doesn't rain. Elashnia lamai, why do you need to know when the second one is? The Amar Abizera lenoder, it's for the purpose of a neder, because if you took a neder adak shamim, it's until the second Reviyah. And then we asked on that comment, who does this brighta accord with? If you had rain for 7 consecutive days, you count that as Reviyah Rishona and Shnia. Come on, we said it's Rabbi Yossi. That fits with Rabbi Yossi. Alright, so now, Hahu da Amar Arak Shamim. So the question is, it sounds as if you really do need to have the Geshem fall for the Neder to be lifted. If you said Arak Shamim, it's not enough to get to the season. So he said, no. That's talking about a case where you took the Neder, he said Arak Shamim. There, Chachamim say it really is until the event. But everybody will agree that if you say Ad HaGeshem, it just means until the time. Okay, we've completed here, and now we have a bit more to do, and then we will complete. Right, we have one more, less than a daf to do, and we will complete the perek and go on to the ninth perek about Hatarat Nedarim. Everybody should have a wonderful day.